And good Friday morning to you. It's 8:39, 40 degrees right here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
As always, we love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app, go ahead and download that app today. If you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. And Ashley, an extra bonus if folks are watching us on Facebook Live and Corporium Cable Channel 103.
That's right. So right now we are joined with the media team from Cherry Park Elementary School of Language Immersion. I got it all in.
That's
right?
It. It's a mouthful.
Got it all in.
So these are all fifth graders that are part of the school's media team.
That's right.
Now they look sharp. Dr. Blair Austin is their teacher. And I say they look sharp because they're all wearing Cherry Park CPES News t-shirts.
That's right.
And I joked, I said, they look great. And what did you say, Dr. Austin? You don't play.
We do not play at Cherry Park.
It looks really good. So everyone's got it on. So if you can, Dr. Austin, tell us a little bit about the media team there at Cherry Park Elementary.
Well, yes. This year we wanted to have a school news team to communicate with the school community, family, their families, the students. Every other week we do a school news show. Initially, I wanted it to be like an everyday announcement, say the pledge kind of thing, which we do at Cherry Park. But the students that I have had the pleasure to work with have taken it way further than that. So we've turned it into kind of a news magazine show, and they are all just tremendous personalities. They have gifts, talents that I've just been so blessed to work with this year.
This is brand new, right, for Cherry Park. I mean, Cherry Park still is a new elementary school in the Rock Hill School District, but this is brand new.
Yes.
For your for the school.
Yes. In the past, I've done school news with groups, but we really wanted to go a little bit deeper into journalism and trying to teach them through a means of what's called project-based learning. Mm-hmm. So it's real-world connections, career-related. It gives them an idea of things that they can apply the academic things they're learning, like reading, writing, speaking, listening, to the real world. And what better place, what better career than journalism broadcast? So also, it's just fun.
Yeah.
these kids come to me every Tuesday and Thursday morning before school. It's a before school commitment. And they bring great ideas. They bring energy. And they... This is my buddy Gadiel right here. They're just a true gift to our school.
Well, they know technology, right? I mean, at this age, they know cell phones, iWatches, iPads, and that's really what journalists of today use. I mean, when I go and shoot a news story for CN2 News, I shoot it on my iPhone. I mean, this shoots some pretty good video. I know Manning Kimmel sometimes will do so. So the fact they know this technology, you might as well embrace it and have them learn how to use it for good instead of evil, for sure.
Right. And that's the other part of this that I really wanted to teach the kids, the media part, the part through my job, information, literacy, technology, the software that we use for this. They actually, you know, build the show on the software. They do it themselves. They do the graphics. They do the audio. They have these technical skills that I would never have dreamed of, but I'm learning from them, you know, how to do this, because it's really kind of building the plane while we're flying it. There's so much new stuff.
Spoiler alert.
That happens here
every day. It does not change once you get out of elementary school, to Ashley's point. We do that a lot here for sure.
And another piece of the newscast is, because you are an immersion school, they also are integrating the language piece. So we have students on the team that are both in the French and the Spanish programs.
Right.
And do you also incorporate the language into the show?
We do. And, you know, we brainstorm each week what we're going to do. And if it fits, it's not an artificial fit. It's where it naturally fits in. So we've done lots of different cultures. When we had Hispanic American Heritage Month, we actually featured some of the kids' projects around the school. We had students come on. We have had teachers and interviews. The students will interview their teachers that speak Spanish and French and then translate back for the audience. So it's really a great tool for language.
fabulous.
Well, we've got, again, the fifth graders from Cherry Park Elementary School of Language Immersion here. They're part of their first year news team. They had to audition to be part of this, so it wasn't like everyone that got to sign up. They had to go through the process of auditioning, and that's very true to life. For us to get jobs, we have to put together resume tapes and demo reels and submit those around. So these young, talented young people made the cut. They've got on their shirts. They've got on press badges. So y'all are doing, you even have more press badges than we have. We don't even have a press badge. So Dr. Austin, can you get us one of these? We need one of those for us. But we're going to talk to two of the students, but we're going to let everyone say their name at one point. And then, Ashley, I think you know one of these, so I'm going to let you do the introduction.
I do know one of these. So one of these is my son, Chapman. So, Chapman, welcome to Palmetto Mornings. This is the first time you've been on Palmetto Mornings, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
So talk to us a little bit about your role and what it looks like to put together the show with your team.
Well, my role, we have a lot of different roles on our news team. We have anchors, we have sports reporters, we have people behind the scenes like Mr. Tyler.
Hey! Shout out,
Tyler. I like it.
And we just have a lot of different jobs that kids can do and fit into them, and it takes a lot of preparation, but...
So do you have a big show coming up? Because I know you cover sports leading up to the Super Bowl and the recent announcement of Tom Brady. So what does that look like?
So probably this week for sports, we'll probably do like an introduction for the Super Bowl and maybe a post-game thing after, like our reaction and stuff.
Okay.
And this week we might talk about different sports, but like this week we did like dance and gymnastics.
Oh,
and
that's good.
And we interviewed people in this school that do dance and cheer, so that's...
You're keeping it well-rounded.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
So we've got another one of your teammates here, Ava Grace. And then, Ava, what is your favorite part? What do you enjoy about this?
I'd say my favorite part is probably being on set. I mean, I like being on scene and stuff. And I really do enjoy being cameraman also.
Yeah, so as they mentioned, these young people are one day an anchor, the next time a producer, photographer, so you're getting a well-rounded education. Do you feel the stress of meeting a deadline and having things turned in? And talk a little bit about that, because that is very real in a lot of industries, but in our line of work, it can make or break you for real.
Well, I'd say the deadline is like 2 weeks. We have 4 days to do it. To do the show, and it's like the stress that if you don't get an interview right, then it's kind of really mess up the show.
Do y'all schedule the interviews too? So I, of course, I've watched the show every other week. So you've had people like Mr. Manus, and you've gone to talk to teachers. Do y'all go to the teachers and schedule those interviews? What does that look like?
Well, we really only do like, we just brainstorm the idea and then go film it. Like, we don't really go up to the teacher or kid and schedule the interview. We just go up, ask them if they have time.
Sometimes just catch them in the moment, too, right? Sometimes that's the best thing to do, right?
It's called man on the street, that is difficult to do. So if you can do that successfully, you've got a big career in this industry. Okay, well, I know we're getting tight on time, but I want to make sure everyone gets their name said on the radio and what their job is. So we're going to start with this young lady right here. Just tell us your name and maybe one quick thing that you like to do as part of the Cherry Park Elementary School News Team.
My name is Duchess, and I like being a part of the Cherry Park Elementary School News because I like being known.
Oh, okay. well said. All right, keep it going.
My name is Hannah, and I really like filming the videos and doing some of the editing.
Yeah, Hannah's dad works in the media industry, so she... No surprise there. All right, Kennedy?
My name is Kennedy, and I like having a variety of jobs.
My name is Gaudio Martinez, and one of my favorite things in the school news is actually brainstorming ideas.
That's a good one. Okay, Keely Grace?
So my name is Keely Grace, and what I like to do in the school news is I like to go out and interview people because I can meet new people and little kids.
All right.
My name is Brie, and I like to be on set, and I also like to be a cameraman.
Okay. Okay. Landon?
My name is Landon, and I like filming and editing the videos.
My name is Wade, and I like being the sports reporter.
My name is Raylan, and I like doing interviews.
Well, Dr. Austin, you have a really nice mix of folks that really enjoy the behind-the-scenes work and the on-camera work. And sometimes in our industry, there's a little bit of divide on in that, right? There are people that always just want to be on camera or on microphone, and some people that prefer behind the scenes, and sometimes they don't talk well to each other. We have experienced a little bit of that previously in our career. But for the most part, like here, like we all jump in and you just get the job done because that is what has to happen. So for you all that are learning all these skills, it's going to really be valuable for a lot of them when they move on.
And communication.
Yeah.
Communication is key.
It is truly a communication learning experience for everybody. And they're truly a team. And that's what, you know, they're just great kids. Bottom line, Cherry Park has the best kids. They're great kids. And, you know, I actually live in North Carolina, but I drive to South Carolina for them every day.
Oh.
It's well worth the drive.
Oh,
so
that's great to know. Well, we appreciate it.
I love my school. I love these kids.
Well, we'll brag on you. Thanks so much for being invested into these young people and really finding their talents and honing in on that. That is a gift, and these young people, they won't forget it.
At such a young age.
Yeah, it will make a definite imprint in their DNA, and job well done,
that's
Dr.
Right.
Austin.
Thank you for having
us. Yeah, no problem. Thank you all so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Y'all remember that your first news director was Dr. Austin.
Yeah, that's right. Because they might not be this nice as
that's
you go
right.
up the food chain.
That's
I can attest to that for sure. Well, they're going to stick around and hang out here, and then we're going to give them a tour upstairs here at CN2. So you're going to get
Sounds
the
good.
Full media tour.